Radio for Belgium's international community, this is The Bulletin. Two exhibitions opened this week in Brussels that plunge visitors into the history of women dubbed witches. Within walking distance of each other, there's ULB's show Witches, which is staged in the Vandenbort building, and also KBR Libraries Museum is also hosting an exhibition all about the theme of witches.
I'm Alexia Liévin. I work for ULB Culture, Nathalie Lévy, as a loans coordinator.
So witches is a specific subject, but it's also a really broad subject.
Yes, it is. It was really a surprise for me because really it can go in so many ways, yeah.
Yeah, so you've got the history of witch hunts and witch trials, mm-hmm. and you've got the history of women who use medicinal plants, and you've got women who simply didn't conform to the norms of their time, and representations of women in literature and film throughout the centuries. How do you compress all of that into one exhibition?
It was a challenge, certainly. What we did is having a scientific committee that gave us like direction lines to be sure to still be in the historic truth and to be closest to what we can teach and represent, yes. And second, I'd say way of choosing would be the artistic way, because there are so many artists that take the figure of the witch and make it their own. That is what it was really very inspiring to see that.
The exhibition is partly historical and scientific, like it includes ethnographic objects, but it is also artistic. So was it put together by a multidisciplinary team of people?
Yes, indeed. At the ULB, the Université Libre de Bruxelles, there are historians, there are doctors, there are many kinds of scientific academic people. But there was also, we also called upon people that are specialized in galleries and what they could bring to us and as an advice. And I'd say that there was also the students of La Cambre that also had quite their own way of seeing the exhibition, a very, very fresh way of young people.
The exhibition is thematic, and it starts out in kind of with the feminist movement of the 1960s. It starts out in the 20th century. Why not make it chronological and kind of introduce people to the concept of the witch in the Middle Ages, for instance?
We wanted to do that at first, but then we thought that what interests people is what is the witch today. So what we did, indeed, exactly, is the witch today. And then we just realized that the witch today is not a new figure. This figure exactly comes back to the 60s. So it's kind of a way to go into the subject by taking what interests us at first, and then saying, well, be careful what you think about the witch. Historically, it's very, very complicated. And then we have to go back chronologically to explain things to people. And then we can logically follow the time. And then we go back, actually, to feminist movement in the fourth part of the exhibition.
So you talk about the witch today. What do you mean by that? What is the witch today? Because I think most people think of witches as, you know, wearing pointy hats and casting spells. So what are witches today?
Yes, I think there are two parts of an answer to that question. Most witches today are, I would say, feminist in a way that they are aware of their the importance of putting back women to the center of the stage. But all of them are not feminist. Well, all of them do not claim to be feminist, but they are all interested in being a militant. So artists, they all have an interest in queer communities and many, many things. Ecology is really central to the themes, and it's about being free, it's about being independent, it's about being daring, and being ourselves in our capitalistic world that is destroying the earth. And the reach is really about going back to the earth.
And that was the same 500 years ago, somewhat. Women who were out in the forest gathering herbs for different kinds of cures for illnesses were also considered witches. That was actually kind of dangerous.
Yes, actually, what we understood is that universities, when they came about in Europe, it was needed to eliminate the concurrence. So really, it was about really seeing that there were men that wanted to claim medical knowledge from themselves. And the quickest way to do that was to get rid of all the women that were that knew things from experience, because they had been taught by their mothers and their grandmothers before them. So yes, unfortunately, it was something very known at this stage, and then it became unknown because they were quite literally burnt, and yes, it's been getting back to that exactly.
Did you learn anything about witches during this process that you didn't know? Like, was there anything that surprised you?
Definitely. We all think that witches are about Middle Ages, and that's definitely not the case. What we really see through the procedure of the trials is that it is a Renaissance thing. So it is from an age that thinks of itself like light and knowledge.
Progressive.
Progressive, yes, exactly. And indeed, it was not really the case. And that was very, very surprising, yes.
Okay. Tell me about a couple of your favorite pieces here or a favorite installation.
Oh, gosh, there are so many of them. I must say that my studies were about old paintings, so I specialized in 17th century paintings. So I love the one that comes from the Museum of Poitiers in France. That is a Sabbat, and it's really a masterpiece.
What do you hope people will take away from the exhibition? Like, what do you want them to remember?
I think I would like people to remember that, to realize that witches and women, by extension, thank you, are not to be afraid of being themselves. That they can be very independent without being fearful, and that they can decide for themselves what they want to do with them, with their body, and with all aspects of their lives that were very difficult at the time to be chosen for themselves. I like them to maybe not to think of themselves as witches, but really to own what they want to own about the figure. And for myself, it's independence. Very much.
The double exhibition Witches is on right now, and we have a copy of the very impressive book that accompanies it. Edited by Valérie Piette, it features many of the works that you will see in the exhibition and explanation, and it's in English or in French or in Dutch. It's worth €24. If you'd like a Witches book to win on Halloween, then you need to go now to thebulletin.be. You'll see an article there all about this Witches exhibition. Fill in your details at the bottom of the article. We will pick a winner on Wednesday. Good luck.